allows us to, in the case of extensive damage that creates debris from any number of causes, ice storms, snowstorms, or whatever, or thunderstorms in this case, where the debris is impactful citywide, we may invoke the emergency removal policy, and that is where we contract with some companies to pick up debris that's left at the curb, and we encourage impacted people, impacted citizens of the city who had debris from the storm to place it at the curb, not blocking the sidewalk. I see Bob Sears' hand.
That's right. If enough people head out,
okay.
I'll call on them. But you go ahead. Okay. I want you to finish first.
All right, absolutely. So, we would just ask that people place that at the sidewalk. I mean, not to block the sidewalk, but behind the curb and not in the street. And the contractor vehicles will come around and chip it or pick it up.
And there is a cost to this, correct? Just so I want people to understand.
Correct. That is there's an absolute cost to the city each time we invoke this policy.
All right. Councilmember Sears, I wanted to.
No, I wanted them to finish too. I was just trying to do a pre.
You want to get there first? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mayor, could you go in order of turn? I think you start with Councilmember Wirtz.
Yeah. I go at the hand I see, not the ones that over here. I like this one right here. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, you can't miss this piece of ham. I'm glad that Russ just went through that because there has been confusion in the community, which is understandable. But I want to reiterate that because I've had people ask me this based on bad information that's out there. And that is that while there's a cost to the city, the resident does not need to put a sticker on anything and does not need to use the city's yard waste bag. So it's no cost to the resident with the problem. The taxpayers in the community have seen fit to help out individuals who may have had this event strike them. The other thing I wanted to ask Russ is, did I hear you refer to a dust storm problem?
I don't think I said dust storm. Ice storm. Snowstorm.
Ice storm was thunderstorm. After what I heard is a dust. But anyway,
all right.
I thought I heard dust storm, and that was kind of funny
that
to me.
That would be interesting if we had one of those here.
Yeah. All right. I saw another hand.
We'll pick up the debris, but not the dust.
That's right. Councilmember Zimmer.
Yes, Russ, you did mention that every time this policy is invoked, there is a cost to the city. Can you explain, since we've had a lot of interest in this policy, where the money comes from, and any idea of an average cost per event?
Yes, we do have an average cost per event of about $60,000. And the prior event came from the Forestry Department budget. So it limits some of the things that may have been planned in the year in the Forestry Department.
Sure.
This current event, we don't expect to take from forestry. We'll probably take out of administrative contingency because we really wouldn't expect two in one year to invoke this policy. These two in this year are very unusual, within a month of each other and so forth. But, it's certainly something that we may want to look at on a contingency basis through budgeting. And I intend to actually work into the proposed budget some contingency funding for this type of invocation of policy.
And I appreciate that. And I think a lot of residents appreciate it too, because there was some confusion. People had different experiences with this storm versus the last storm. And it's good for folks to know that, there is a cost to this every time it is invoked. And so they understand, that we still are responsible for it, but it's there in emergencies for us to use. So thank you, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
I see another Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of clarify something also for taxpayers. you know, this council has for coming on 2 years now been very direct in asking the staff to minimize our expenses on a day in and day out basis. And that philosophy applied in this instance. And I think the council will have to take some ownership in that we didn't do a real good job of anticipating some of the things that might occur out there, that we would want to grant the staff more flexibility in making those decisions. I think we got to the good one this time. We did the first time, and we're learning. I think this was a good learning experience for us, and I think the residents will see us get more efficient at these kinds of events. I think there are clearly some ways we can reduce our costs for storm pickup, and I want to thank the staff for the effort that they made and for the the turnaround.
Thank you. Councilmember Gibbons.
I just wanted to know that I think we all got lots of emails about all kinds of different things with related to this storm. Is there going to be some kind of method by which residents can express issues that happened with them? How should that be dealt with?
Well, I think a lot already have, but they're more than welcome to, send any of us emails, call us, send it directly to the staff to do that. I think many, we've all talked to many, many people, I assume. And I think the best way is to get us that information. I don't think a public forum or anything like that would be the method to do that. I think just any information that residents can give us, which we can pass on or directly to administration through the city clerk, is at this point probably the best way, so that individual concerns are heard. And then obviously, as individual concerns are heard, are there patterns? Are there, coincidences? Are there just things that are broader than just one particular resident or property owner?
Well, we have an online system for that, don't we? That they could just log on and report their individual experience. It will get sent to the person most responsible for that, and they should get a response after that. And we can probably, that might be a better way to do it, because we can track trends.
That's exactly correct. And we do have that system. It's called Kirk Connect, and it's a citizen response module. And we track it and respond immediately.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note too that none of our neighboring municipalities are doing the level of service that we're providing.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think we set the standard in how we handle this in our metro area.
All right. Russ, I know you get some more items.
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of items for council to act upon. First is, the city has received an application for a liquor license to sell intoxicating liquor by the drink plus sundae from Pi Pizzeria, 10312 Manchester Road. This application would require city council approval by voice vote.
Is there a motion for approval?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Do you have any questions or comments on the motion? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion passes.
All right. And the next one is, the city has received a temporary outdoor promotional variance application from the Alpine Shop, 440 North Kirkwood Road, to hold their semi-annual swap sale from Friday, October 22nd to Sunday, October 24th.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments on the motion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Thank you, Russ. Is that it for your report?
Yes, that's all, Mayor.
Okay. City Attorney report.
I have nothing to report, Mayor.
All right, City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor. The first thing I have to report is the report from the August 18th, 2021 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The following action was taken. By a vote of 8-1, the commission recommended approval of the request for final site plan review for a mixed-use development in the B2 district at 426 North Kirkwood Road and a temporary bank facility at 128 West Washington Avenue. Legislation will be drafted for that item. And the second item I have is to report on the scheduled upcoming public hearings. We have for next Thursday, August 26, 2021, a special city council meeting at 6 p.m. via Zoom to hold a public hearing regarding a request for a special use permit for a nursing home and site plan review at 600 North Ballast Road, Harmony Homes. And that's all I have to report, Your Honor.
Thank you, Laurie. So we've got the public hearing next Thursday, 6 p.m. via Zoom. Our next meeting is 7 p.m. September 2nd on September 2nd, which also will be via Zoom. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Good evening.
Good night, Kara, wherever you are.